Okay, good afternoon, everybody, and thank you so much for joining me today. Today we are going to be learning Simin Shin Lamed Beis, the entire Simin Shin Lamed Beis, it looks like. So then we'll make it a double today because of Yantiv coming up, so we're going to have to miss a day. So we'll do two shiurim back to back. So Simin Shin Lamed Beis has four si'ifim, says the Shulchan Aruch. Number one, the topic is Shaloliyali Rabbeinu B'Shabbos, not to birth an animal on Shabbos. Probably not so relevant for most of us who are not farmers, but nevertheless, Ein Miyal. You're not allowed to birth a behema on Shabbos. Says the Mishbur Pirush, Limsho Chavlad Men Arechem, means to pull the baby out of the rechem, out of the womb. Diika Tircha Yisera, because that is a big Tircha. Vayin Bachorim Sheskimu, Da'af Lisa'ada, Hainu Shochis Havlad Shalipa Laritz Nosin Lodad Lutok Piv, Asr B'Shabbos. Even to just support the animal on its way out so that it doesn't plop onto the ground, and then to put the udder into its mouth so that it can nurse, is Asr on Shabbos. Chain Kol Tzarchei Leidam Vor B'Sim Tavkuf Chav Gimel Ayin Shem, and all the Tzarchei Leida that are identified in Simin Tavkuf Chav Gimel are not allowed to be done on Shabbos. Si'if Beis Ein Mefarchs in the Behema Gildei Makav Losachnos of Shemen. You're not allowed to scrape off the scab of a wound, nor can you rub it with oil of an animal. V'hani Bili B'Gemar Makav Deleka L'Mishum Tanug. But that's only when the wound is already at its completion, where it's just a matter of enjoyment for the animal. Avad B'Chilas Makav Dikat Sara Shari. But at the beginning of the makkah, where there's pain for the animal, then it's going to be mutter. See if beis, siv katan beis, mefarchsin pirish lahasir sagela, to remove the scab, osa es hamakkah, bigmar makkah, shenisrapa hamakkah. Bigmar makkah means that the makkah has already healed. Valkein ein litrach, bishvil behema, kedei la'anga. So you don't go through a tircha just to give a behema a little extra oneg, a little extra enjoyment. See if gimel, im Im achla karshinin harbe umitzta'eres. If the animal ate a lot of karshinin and it is therefore in pain, yachla arita b'chatzer kedei shetagev tisrape. You're allowed to run it in the chatzer in order that it should shetiageya v'tisrape, in order that it should grow tired, and that will be its refuah. Says the Mishmar Siv Katan Hey Yachal Aritza Diafal Gav Dezeu Refua. Even though that's a refua, but refua La Adam Gazu Mishum Shchikas Abmanim. And when it comes to providing a refua for a person, there we prohibit it based on the gezeira that you might come to grind up medications. Berefuas Behemta Wein Adam Bal Kol Kach Shiyovel Shchikas Abmanim. When it comes to refua for an animal, we do not make such a gezeira. People are not going to come to get so nervous about the fact that the animal is sick, that they're gonna start grinding up herbs to make a refuah. We don't have any such gezeira when it comes to an animal. And even if the animal is gonna die otherwise, nevertheless, it's mutter to do this refuah. If we don't allow doing something like this, like letting it run in the chatzer, then you might actually be shochik sammanim. So even when you are bahul, even when a person is nervous about the major loss of the animal dying, we'd rather you do this than to actually be shochik sammanim, kedei shetiageya. You're allowed to let it run around in the chatzer, but you're not allowed to do any malacha, d'oraisa or d'rabanan for the animal, afilu he may say, even if it will otherwise die. Val yedei enu yudi, mutter lasos kesha behema chola. But through an enu yudi, you're allowed to do if the behema is sick. I mean, you could do amir lenachri for a sick behema on Shabbos, but you're not allowed to do any malacha d'oraisa, malacha or even a malacha d'rabanan yourself for a behema, even if the animal is dying on Shabbos. Someone told me they, that a woman was walking her dog, and the dog got struck by a car on Shabbos. So she wanted to know, what is she allowed to do? Can she take the dog in her car and bring the dog to the doggy hospital to get better? So the answer is absolutely not. Absolutely not. There is no din of pikuach nefesh by a dog. If she wants to amir l'nachri, that l'chara is going to be mutter. In the Dir Shovir in note 3 says avolavar l'isurim drabanan shelim shorish me'ator b'shvil it could be that you're allowed to violate muktzah in order to get an animal out of a dangerous situation for the sake of tzar bali chayim, but certainly not to violate any malachos drabanan or malachos daraisa. Sif dalid im achaz adam, if the animal has a blood clot, yachal hamido b'mayim kedeshet tztanin, you could stand it in cold water in order that it cools off. V'musafik shim lo yakizul adam tamus, and if it's a safik that if you don't do bloodletting, it's going to die. So you can have a non-Jew do the bloodletting. Hey, this is exactly in line with what we said in Sivkat and Hey, that we're not gozer mishum refuah on a behema, because you're not going to come to dushchik as some manim. Vir musafik dimitoch shadim ba'olam mamono yilo sharis le'asin ma'bas misu daraisa. And if it's a case where the animal might die, so then we'd rather you do something that will not be a malacha daraisa, even though you might be bohol and the gzer refuah should apply, but otherwise you might actually do shchik as some manim. Tamus vayin b'chayi adam shakasa v'chayi adam writes that filu mi rak chola bialma gam kin mutar al yidei eni yudi kedei l'raposa, even if it's just a chola, you're allowed to have an eni yudi do something in order to provide a refuah for the animal, mishum tzar bali chayim, because of the concern of tzar bali chayim. Avalahak is lusus kedei sheyochal yoser bevadai aser. But to do bloodletting on a horse just so that it should eat a little bit more, that for sure is going to be aser. So to summarize, Simon Shin Lamed Beis, we said you're not allowed to birth an animal in Shabbos because it involves excessive tircha, even if you just make the birthing go a little bit easier. Then we said that you're not allowed to rub things on an old wound that just provides tanuk for the animal, but on a new wound, which is tsar for the animal, so you're allowed to rub things on the wound, and then like oil. And then in Siv Gimel we said that if an animal is experiencing tsar, and Siv Gimel and Siv Dal we said that if an animal is experiencing some sort of tsar, you're allowed to do refuah related things, and we're not gozer shchika sabmanim of an animal by an animal. If the animal is otherwise going to die, you're still not allowed to do any malach d'orais or drabanan, but you're allowed to do amir l'na for the sake of an animal that's going to die, and even for the sake of an animal that's experiencing some level of tsar.